I remember when I was a boy. We had little freight trains come up the Northern Western Railroad in front of that little college, you know. Little bitty old engines, and they'd come tooting along there, you know, hit that grade in front of the college, and wheels would go around, zip around, you know, and zoomed out. Stop. They'd back up and sand the track and make another 10 feet and stop again. After a while, they'd give up and phone up to Bristol, and they had some of those big moguls, you know, that they brought the coal up out of the coal field with, and they'd wire up there, and here'd come one of those engines backing down there and back into that train. And this engineer'd climb up into the window, you know, of his little mini engine, and like he was going to turn on the steam, and the old fellow up in front with a look of contempt, and there'd be a chug or two, and that old engine start out, and here'd come the little engine long after, and the whole train long after, it wasn't any effort at all, just moving right up the track. God give us some Methodist stewards like that, and some Baptist deacons, Presbyterian elders, some preachers in the pulpit, who've got some steam in them and some power to them. They call the Lord God's with them, who can back up against the weight, whatever it is, and pull up the hill and go over the grade and over the top, over the something.